The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
No, because we're starting the hour with Dionne Warwick.
That's all right.
Not bad. 7 after the hour. Yes, it is the beginning of another hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, my friend. Jennifer Horn, my friend. Rich McFadden, my friend. Kara Schillen, my friend. We're all friends here, and thus we laugh at each other's jokes. So, Jennifer...
Not because they're funny, just because we think it's
polite.
Just,
no.
This was good.
Yeah, right. Okay, go ahead, Jennifer. Funny. Help yourself.
So I just asked the guys here, I said, did you know that Darth Vader's wife is named Ella?
Get it?
Of course, I felt...
Elevator?
Elevator.
Yeah, thank you.
You see, those things tickle the living you-know-what out of me. They are.
Oh, you laugh too, Roberta.
Little things. Right, exactly.
Elevator, right. Get it?
Yeah.
Get it?
All right, let's get to Jennifer Susan Klein and her story. Jennifer Susan Klein bought $2,884 worth of designer clothing.
Oh, yeah.
On one occasion. She spent another $2,900 the following day. She lives in Minnesota. She pocketed two refunds worth $5,501 at Macy's Mall of America store. What she did that is interesting, and I put that in quotation marks, is that she switched the tags and labels on all the clothing. Some of the clothing was old, dirty, worn out. Authorities say the switch made it impossible to identify the brand or the store where the item had been purchased. So somebody figured out there were 34 items altogether she was supposed to have returned, and for whatever the reason, the store got suspicious, and they had the police go into her home. They searched her home, and the reason that this is of note, maybe, I mean, the story itself about how much she stole, but this was the lady who won the Mrs. America title the first year that they did it. In the Macy's Mall at the Mall of America in 1988, she was on Shop NBC for a while. That's one of those. It's like a home shopping network.
Yeah,
right?
It's a shopping show. It's NBC's shopping.
Yeah, she was a host. And then now she's probably going to not go to jail, maybe get a fine or something. But how do you, I guess, I looked at that and I thought, how creative must she be? And how would you actually do something? I'd ask the advice of people who are better shoppers than I am. I wouldn't, I'm not much of a shopper.
This took place at Macy's, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's surprising, and Roberta, you'll agree with this, surprising that Macy's would take all that stuff back, because Nordstrom is the department store that has the policy and sort of the reputation that they will take anything back, and, no questions asked, even if it doesn't belong in their store.
Yeah.
You know, it's I've heard about these kinds of things happening for years. I mean, I remember 10 years ago, stores telling me that people will steal stuff and return it without receipts because we just have an open return policy. And they make it so they'll steal it from one Macy's and return it at another Macy's and walk out with $300
to the other.
And then also, where was I at?
Well, generally they give you store credit. They don't give you cash.
They give you cash back
if you don't have the receipt.
Okay, so store credit or cash, whatever it is.
Store credit.
I was in the giant grocery store a couple of weeks ago grabbing some yogurt or whatever it was. Huge.
Okay.
Huge.
And the cashier told me, A guy just walked out with a 12-pack. This is 6 o'clock in the morning. A guy just walked out with a 12-pack of beer. Didn't pay for it. And I said, hey, are you going to pay for that beer? And he looked at me and laughed and walked out. And I was like, wow, how often does that happen? She goes, all the time, and we're not allowed to do anything about it. Apparently, people walk into grocery stores and steal stuff every single day. And they just write it off. Because, a manager one time, she said a manager at one of my stores, last year, confronted somebody walking out with stolen stuff. He had a friend outside the store. They both beat him up. So now it's just store policy across the whole chain. Just let them take it.
We have a store by our office as well, and I was chatting with someone the other day. And they said the same thing, because I guess someone had just taken something and run, and it was very obvious. It wasn't even like they just meandered out. I mean, they took something and dashed.
Wow.
And they had someone go after them, and she goes, great, now I'm going to have to write this guy up. They know they're not supposed to run after this guy. So now the store employee gets in trouble for trying to do the right thing and chase some guy down.
She said they don't even run out. They look at me as they're walking out because they know we won't do anything.
That's really awful.
Every day.
Wow. All right, 13 at the hour. Doug Stanford's Good Day Program.
It's really easy. It's really easy to get one of those guns, to put the little plastic tabs back on the clothing. So you can take the little plastic thing off and then just put the price tag back on something else. It's really easy to buy them. You can buy them on Amazon.
How does it work?
Wow. What is he doing?
I'm sitting here. I'm having a conversation. You come in 10 seconds after I start the conversation like I'm just getting to you. What have you got in your ear?
That's not my fault. It's the delay. It's not my fault.
There was a lady. I talked to a lady yesterday who is the sister of a friend of mine who went to the doctor yesterday because she had wax in her ears. And
what?
The doctor stuck a device in there with a hot water that gets these, got a piece of wax almost 4 inches long.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Ear. Isn't that
did
gross?
Did she save it? That's something I'd want to take home and show people.
Did you ever see the Mythbusters episode where they try to get enough earwax to make a candle to see if it would burn?
By the way, Richie, speaking of that, I have a challenge for you from Snopes coming up next. A story about your phone, and I'm going to prove to you that what is on the internet is correct. All right, that's up next.
Well, you believe everything you read on the internet, so I'm sure you will.
I don't necessarily. Not necessarily. This year, the hottest nutrition product is Super Beets. You're drinking it. I'm drinking it. Athletes are drinking it. Marathon runners for next week, the Boston Marathon. One of the big promotions, Richie, for the marathon next week is how many people from various countries, not only our country, are using Super Beets. So, if you are into the idea of fitness and you're into the idea of getting energy, then you need Super Beets. Super Beets. There are two ways of applying this to get the nitric oxide benefits from it. It opens up your veins and gets the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of the organs in your body. This is a terrific product that is it's all natural. There's nothing in it that's going to do anything but help you. And that's really why this thing, in success terms, has shot through the roof. Eating well, no sugars, no crud in your diet. How do you like that for a technical medical term? If you're a coffee drinker, too, by the way, this is something to translate the Super Beets into the capsulated form. It's called Neo 40. You get that and take it in the morning early. It'll get your day started right away. You put it in your tongue, melts, has the same amount of Super Beets as a teaspoon, but it's granulated, so you stick it in your tongue, it melts right away and is absorbed into your system. You get that instant jolt of energy that you would get from a Monster drink, one of those caffeine drinks or coffee, and you don't have, your system isn't going into buzz mode. It is just healthy.
And by the way, both Neo 40 and Super Beats will bring your blood pressure down to where it needs to be and keep it there. That's one of the great, and if you already have good blood pressure, that's one of the great benefits of using Super Beats. So, nitrates, body converting them into nitric oxide, opens up your arteries, gets the circulation going. Heart specialists, including Dr. Ken Kronhaus, recommend this every single day to their patients. So how about you get on the bandwagon and enjoy the success that so many people are having by using this terrific product. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. Now get an order now of, I think it's a three-month order. You get an extra 30-day supply. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You can order it online at DougLikesBeats.com if you'd like, or simply call 800-655-4183 to talk to an expert who will answer the phone on the other end. You'll get to have a conversation about how to really use this product properly. 800-655-4183 to take the doctor's advice and get better circulation with nitric oxide like all the athletes are. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Coming up to 19 past the hour on Good Day. If you are into tossing back a glass of wine, Jennifer,
yes,
you probably know the box wine is the smartest option. Affordable, stays fresher longer, comes in some pretty good varieties, I guess. I don't know much about top-notch wine.
You know, it used to be that box wine was really like the terrible stuff. You know, the white Zinfandel in a box that was really sugary and sweet. Yeah. And so people would kind of turn their nose up on it. But now it's become a good way of preserving the wine, because what happens is if you open a bottle of wine, the air gets inside of it and it starts to taste funky after a few days. With box wine, you just kind of tap out what you want and the wine stays better longer. So
a lot of box wines have gone
into boxes.
Yeah.
Australia started this about 50 years ago, but now, according to doctors, there's an influx of underage and binge drinking connected to box wine because of the low price point, and they want to implement a tax code to stop this imbibing.
Oh,
so the doctors over there, not only in Australia but in New Zealand as well, lobbying for a higher tax on box wine, arguing that in particular it's attractive to underage drinkers because it's inexpensive and comes in huge quantities. The drinking age is set at 18 down under, by the way, not what it is here. They already tax wine down there a lot based on the retail price, so they want to double the tax so it'll keep people from buying it. I suppose maybe I can understand why it might be a problem, but what happened to responsibility and education? Hello, 21 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Top five songs from this week in 2007, if you please. Subu Play en Francais. Number five belongs to singer Rob Thomas. The song is called Street Corner Symphony. Who remembers this?
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's not the best known song. This guy from Matchbox.
Great song.
Isn't this Matchbox?
Matchbox
20.
Matchbox.
Matchbox,
you're wrong. Yeah. Come on.
Matchbox.
You even tricked Rich.
I know. It was pretty good, huh? Woo-hoo! All right, so that's number five this week in 2007. Moving into the number four position, four belongs to Rascal Flatts. Dog called What Hurts the Most. So close.
I like these guys.
This is, but not related to Flats and Scruggs, or Scruggs and Flats, Flats and Scruggs.
No.
Right? You don't even know who I'm talking about, right?
No.
No. Okay. Does anybody know who?
Name Jen.
Wait a minute. Nobody here knows who
yes.
Earl Flatt and Lester Scruggs were?
Beverly Hillbillies theme.
Well, yeah, but they were known for other.
Early country music, right?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily early. 50s, 60s, 70s, they were around.
You just said 50s and 60s. That's early.
70s.
That's early.
I didn't say 1850.
It was bluegrass. A lot of bluegrass.
That's 40, 50, 60 years ago.
The classic country stations are playing a lot of that music now. Rich, you got any Flats and Scruggs music there? You can find some.
It's against the law here. We can only to play certain amounts of music in certain time.
It's all, you know, we're having our staff meeting in a half hour. It'll be the number one
topic. I'm totally telling on you. As soon as right. the call starts, I'm going to say, consultant W, guess what? Doug broke your rule.
The one that I have is this one, Doug.
Yep.
Guitar and banjo. Flats and Scruggs.
And that's Doug on the, the jug.
There I am. Doug and the jug.
It's usually me that plays the jug.
Do a story about a man named Jim.
Alright, let's keep going here. Thank you for letting me imbibe in that a little bit, Richard. Number three, this week in 2007, what a train wreck this is. John Mayer.
Love.
Try that again. Waiting for the World to Change. That's a good pop song. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's a good song. Waiting on the world to change. If we had the power to bring if we had the power from war, never miss a Christmas. Never. No more ribbons on the door. When you're dressed in tailor vision, what you get is what you got. Good song. All right, number two is Snow Patrol. Chasing Cars. I was absent this day.
I remember this. User, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lovely song. What's number one? The Fray is number one. I don't know. Think of life. Alright, so of all these five songs, Roberto, which one is your favorite?
I think the last one.
This one?
Yeah.
She paid attention. She's trying to remember
Yeah, she would be choosing John Mayer in a heartbeat. I know, Roberta.
Why?
John Mayer would be your favorite song out of these five.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Oh, I like the last one.
Hi, Jen, which is your favorite?
I would either pick this one, The Fray, or I would pick Rascal Flatts.
All right. Richie? Yep.
Remind me what the first one was again, because I remember liking it. It was Matchbook. It was Matchbook 20,
Matchbook,
right?
Yeah.
It's smart.
I like that, too. I love
Fray. Okay. There's a report today confirming digital music edging out CDs in terms of sales.
What are you talking about? You reading a report from 10 years ago?
No, I'm looking at a report in today's Huffington Post.
Nobody buys CDs anymore.
Hey, listen, for $20, how much it costs to download the stream stuff? Pretty cheap, right?
Dollars off.
28 after on good day.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Today is upon us, and it's a good day way to spend some time each day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden with news from Texas today. The oldest death row inmate in Texas died of natural causes. He'd been waiting on death row for 38 years.
Whoa.
Jack Harry Smith died at the age of 78. He was sentenced when he was 40, convicted of killing a man in Houston during a robbery. He's always denied that he killed anybody. He was angry with the justice system. His failing health saw him placed in a medical unit a week or so ago. His accomplice, by the way, the guy who was convicted with him, was paroled in February 2004. So he stayed in jail at great cost to the public for probably no good reason other than a vengeance. So they had to have somebody who was guilty for it. So he's the guy. 38 years.
Speedy justice.
Well, how come his accomplice got off?
He got paroled.
That's what I'm saying. How come his accomplice got paroled?
That's an excellent question. Didn't. Yeah, one was white and one was black.
One was the shooter and one was the driver.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I'm thinking it's one was white and one was
black. I just had a guy here in Virginia that got 30 years and DNA evidence found out that he wasn't the one who did it.
Wasn't it?
A guy who knew he knew did it, and this guy got out and walked.
There you go. That's Here's another story. This one, the Texas teacher arrested after being caught on film hitting a student. Her name is Mary Hastings. Film swiping papers off a student's desk, slapped the high schooler around 5-6 times, put on leave by the high school. Then she was arrested for a misdemeanor count, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The account was posted on YouTube last week. There's another story also that was posted on YouTube. This one from San Antonio, Texas, where a now this the first time the 63-year-old teacher was this was a I think junior in high school. Here's a 12-year-old girl who was slammed to the ground by a teacher in an unwarranted situation. So the officials at the school, and again, remember, all these things are on YouTube because all of them are caught on film. It makes no difference whether you're in high school. Here's a 12-year-old girl that was filmed. Janessa Valdez was her name. Joshua Clem is the officer, the school, what do they call them when they're school officers?
Resource officer.
Resource officer, yeah. And the school district fired him, claiming his his actions were inconsistent with appropriate action for this. I don't even know what that kid was doing, but you don't slap him around and throw him into the mud. I mean, what kind of moron does stuff like that? Am I being too harsh on the guy? I don't think.
You know what? He should never have to manhandle a kid like that. But what these videos never show is what happened
beforehand.
The 5 minutes before,
exactly.
The 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
They never
yeah.
show that. It only shows the cop or the person manhandling.
The reaction.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see here. The top court in New York ruled parents can now legally eavesdrop on their children. All right, Richie, this is all fair and square. Well, if you don't live in New York, this may not affect you. The parents are allowed to do it as long as they reasonably believe it'll be in the child's best interest. What the heck does that mean?
You know what? Get out of my business. I can do whatever I want.
Right.
When it comes to checking my kids' information and making sure that they're safe. Sit down, shut up, and beat it.
Right. Thank you. The judge cautioned the courts must consider the age and maturity of the child in considering parental eavesdropping. What? You're under the roof in my house. It's my house. If I want to listen to your phone calls, basically, thank you, screw
it's my,
you.
It's my phone.
It's my phone.
it's in my name. And until you're 18, if I think that there's somebody
nuts.
Trying to do you harm, I want to protect you.
Nuts. People are nuts. Jennifer.
Dougie.
Did you hear the story? This one, I think, happened late last week when you were... When did you come back? It was late last week, wasn't it?
No, I was back all last week. I was just not here on Friday.
Oh, all right. Well, it was the other way around.
How quickly we forget.
This car, this convertible that went down Hollywood Boulevard...
Yeah. I was doing donuts, and it was like a professional driver that was
right
behind the
guys in the Mustang last week.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So nuts. Did you see that, Chase? I mean,
Jennifer
the guy was
saw
like,
that or not.
Yeah, oh, he was going bananas.
Some guy stole a car and ran from the police, and they were doing all kinds of fun stuff if you didn't see it.
A painting found in the attic of a house in southwest France, Pierre, has been identified as the work of Italian master Caravaggio. French experts hailed the discovery yesterday as one of the greatest recent events in the history of art. The work depicts biblical heroine Judith beheading an Assyrian general found by the owners of a house near Toulouse. As they
investigated it's really pleasant. I've seen
in the
painting.
Roof.
It's really pleasant.
Yeah, no, it's not. But it's worth $137 million, Roberta.
$7 million for a beheading picture. American, no doubt. Stupid American body beheading picture.
I'm not sure whether it was an American or not. The painting was done in Rome somewhere between 1604, 1605, somewhere in there. The guy's real name is Michelangelo Merisi, but he was known as Caravaggio. Very good condition, and thus it's worth $137 million. The owners had no idea what they had until they didn't know it was up. It was in the house when they bought the house. And so they were up there checking the leak in the roof with the fellow who's going to fix it. And they saw this painting underneath a cloth and said, what's going on here? And so they took it to be appraised. And the appraiser, this is not antique roadshow stuff either. This is big time stuff. Can you imagine? Wow. Finding something like that in your house for $37,000.
What if the appraiser said it was worthless? $10. I'll give you $10 for it.
Yeah. Taking it.
I'm sure that happens right? all the time.
I took a rug to an appraiser yesterday. A rug. Remember I told you the story about that rug I bought in Morocco when I was over there?
Yeah. They told you you got ripped off on it?
Right. Yeah. I paid $1,200 for it. It's been in the hallway in my house for the 38 years because I didn't get it that long ago. But it's been there a long time. It was supposed to be this fantastic Persian rug. I paid twice
some street side market in Egypt.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. It was in Morocco.
Morocco, okay.
And I paid, I don't know, Megan told me it was too much, and I had it appraised for half of what I paid for it, and I brought it to the appraiser yesterday. He says it's not worth anything because I've walked on it, and it's worn out. I thought that was the beauty of rugs that come from the Middle East. Isn't that it? They're supposed to be better, made better.
Yes, my wife has several.
But are those the rugs? Is that rug in the Santa Monica house?
No. That rug is in the house in Framingham.
Oh, okay.
Or was in the other house. Doesn't fit in this house.
My wife has several rugs worth.
Are you, wait a minute, hold on. Just
my rugs come from.
Wait a minute, hold on.
And the plugs love their butts on them all day.
You stayed in my house free. Are you taking a shot at my rugs?
I'm not taking a shot at it. I'm saying those rugs were pretty worn, and they were. If you were hoping that they were worth something, they're probably not.
She's like, tough luck, buddy.
I'm just making a constructive comment. Dumb.
Really?
I'm not criticizing anything.
Yes, I stayed at your free dump.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So Roberta and I have the user exchange.
Actually, it's a very, very comfortable house.
I stayed at her place in New Orleans and in New York any number of times, and I'm happy to extend. Hey, that's what friends are for.
She didn't let me stay at her house.
Matter of fact, Bob is there today and tomorrow before I get out there on Thursday. Anyway, rugs are really, you talk about thieves. Man, these guys, they are thieves. I was looking at some rugs yesterday.
In Morocco?
I need, here. I went to a place yesterday that has all kinds of rugs. I didn't bring Meredith, but she wasn't around. I wouldn't buy one unless she looked at it and said, oh yeah, that looks like, but she may or may not know whether they're worth any more money. She's got more expensive rugs than I do, but I like rugs. But I can't tell you that I know the difference between a Persian rug, an Indian rug, an Egyptian rug. You know, they give you this all shwerba. And I'm looking at this pile of rugs on the floor, and they're all the same size. One of them's 4,500, the other one's 1,400. And I said, what's the difference? He says, well, can't you tell by looking at the texture? I said, no.
You know where I buy my rugs? I've bought three awesome Oriental-style rugs at the Salvation Army Family Thrift Store.
Really?
I paid between $39 and $59 per rug. And they are awesome. I had them professionally cleaned by a friend of mine here in New Orleans who has a rug cleaning business. And he says, these rugs are fantastic. He says, how much did you pay for them? I said, $49. He said, oh, my goodness.
What is this? What is the place called?
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army Family Thrift Store.
All right, I'm going to.
I buy some of my best furniture and rugs there.
By the way, if you ever are in New Orleans and you pull up to a stoplight and you see Roberta panhandling in the middle of the island.
Feet up in a dumpster, that's Roberta.
43 after you're on Good Day.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important,
From the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I'm worried about the rash of angry protests in cities across the country, not only because they sometimes turn into riots and looting, but because there is something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, "We don't know what else to do." We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
46 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so you heard the story earlier, the security footage that's all over the internet of the Metro Police in D.C. chasing after a suspect that went into a Five Guys kitchen during the early morning hours and managed to fix himself.
He was hungry.
Yeah, he was hungry. All right, so anyway, this is very interesting. To that gentleman, this is the president of Wayback Burgers that owns Five Guys or Brothers or whatever they call it. To that gentleman, I'd like to say that we all make mistakes. From committing this illegal act to your choice of burgers, I strongly encourage you to do the right thing and turn yourself in right away. And this is where it gets kind of interesting. After you take accountability for your actions, Wayback Burgers will give you free burgers for a year. It's not too late to turn it around based on what you did.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
I'm going to go break into a burger place.
There you go.
Yeah, what a reward, right? You get a year free.
Yeah,
come
year
on.
Free burgers, yeah. All right. There's a war going on between the French and the Italians over the publishing of a recipe for pasta carbonara. I would have thought that's an Italian dish, Roberta.
It is, and it's an Italian dish. It's pasta carbonara. But the French published this one-pot recipe, and it started Carbonara Gate, or the Carbonara Wars, apparently, between the French and the Italians. Right. Because the Italians saying, you cannot make this dish in one pot. It's an atrocity. You cannot do it. And it has caused an enormous stir in Italy. In fact, they forced the French to take down the recipe video that they had published.
How do they do that?
Because what they did is they made the pasta carbonara is made with bacon or pancetta, which is sauteed first. And then you boil the spaghetti in a separate pot. And then you mix it in with the spaghetti, you mix the bacon in with the spaghetti. And then you put a raw egg and you have to, there's a special way of mixing that raw egg in so it doesn't wind up with being like scrambled eggs with spaghetti, that it makes it a creaminess. You add just the right amount of pasta water. There's a way of doing it. But the French had this recipe where you stick everything in one pot. You're basically boiling the bacon, boiling the spaghetti, boiling the egg, and the Italians, you cannot believe the amount of brouhaha that this caused in Italy. Even one of their top newspapers, it would kind of be like the New York Times coming out and saying, no, this is wrong. This is the recipe you should have. And they put it on the front page. They had some top Italian chefs going, the French are absolutely wrong with this. This is horrible. Don't make it this way. And they forced the French to take down the recipe.
How do they do that? They sue them?
Well, actually, it was all connected with the pasta maker Barilla, and the video that was put up in France actually has some connection to Barilla, but the Barilla didn't have any editorial control over it, so Barilla kind of put the pressure on him and said, hey, this is really wrong. You cannot make pasta carbonara this way. You know, the Italians, this is a classic Italian dish, and they're very fussy about how it's made. But to think that it caused an international scene, that a bowl of spaghetti caused an international scene between the French and the Italians.
It's spaghetti. Forget the spaghetti. All right, Roberta, thank you for that on-the-scene live report. 51 after on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk Time, 53 past the hour, with our friend Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here to spend some time talking about your pal and mine, Mark Zuckerberg, and all the exciting things that are happening for those of us who are Facebook persons. And stand by for that info here on Good Day.
Gary, why are
aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog, and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so this is all things Facebook, apparently, Greg, starting with their 10-year plan. CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg taking the stage yesterday at their F8 Developers Conference to kick off the event with a look to the future. What does he see in the future?
I watched it all on Facebook. Where did you see it?
I didn't see it. I'm looking at a report. I probably would find better things to do with my time than sit there and watch him yak away. Although it is interesting because Facebook is trying to keep itself relevant. That's really what this is about, right? The stock value and all that other stuff. This guy doesn't want to kiss off his $18 billion in value with Facebook.
Well, I mean, that's a company's job every day, right, is to keep itself relevant. And, you know, it should come as a surprise to no one that if Facebook has a 10-year plan, then the plan is going to be to get you to use Facebook more and more and other online and mobile services less and less. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we should all think about for a lot of reasons, including if we're using any kind of services more and more that involve staring at a screen. It means spending less and less of our lives, living our lives and doing things like moving around and talking to people, you know, that are sitting across the table from us.
I thought it was interesting, his focus on Smart Al, the bot that he's got that's supposed to be able to talk to customers. That's what we want, is a robot that can now. That's those of you who want $15 an hour to work, here's your replacement. His name is Al, and he's a bot that talks to customers at the Burger King. So we don't need you anymore, basically, right?
Well, my guess is that the Facebook version of this will not take your order at Burger King. It's going to help deal with a customer service problem online. But, yeah, I mean, I think technology, this is a dance that's been going on for a long time. You know, replace humans with machines. Machines are more efficient. They're cheaper. They don't demand an hourly wage.
They're going to go on strike like the Verizon guys are going on strike today.
Right, and then that creates other opportunities for people in other ways. And, you know, the trick is and always has been staying ahead of the ball and understanding, well, this is how the economy is changing. If I want to stay relevant, you know, we've moved from Facebook being relevant to each of us staying relevant, right. And I need to learn certain skills.
Yeah, and it keeps you young. I thought it was interesting that they showed off a $30,000 virtual reality camera at this thing yesterday. There's all kinds of stuff. I don't know, you know, drones and satellites and all that other stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, a 10-year plan, look how much has changed in the last 10 years.
Yes.
You know, there were no iPhones 10 years ago. There were no iPads.
They're going to sell tickets. Ticketmaster is going to use their Facebook page now to interface with people to buy tickets to whatever event it is you want to go to. Maybe go to a concert, to a movie, whatever it is. You can buy those now on Facebook under his 10-year plan. What do you think of that?
And I would imagine there will come a point where you will buy tickets to attend things on Facebook.
Really?
Like, sure, like paying to watch TV, only you'll pay Facebook instead of a TV network.
There we go. All right, the Ticketmaster story is one prominent item that's at DougStephan.com today. Greg Stephan, happy to have you here with us as usual from Men's Health Magazine on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.